Thank you, Tim. Got everybody all warmed up and ready to go. First of all, I'd like to thank the elders, of course, for the opportunity to come up here and stand in front of you and proclaim God's word. Once a month, the men of the congregation get a chance to come up here and preach, and it's usually the fourth Sunday. However, this is the third Sunday because next week, of course, we have our gospel meeting. So they saw fit to let me come up here the third Sunday, and I do appreciate that. I'd like to welcome all our guests here that we have. You're certainly our honored guests, and welcome you to come back at any time that you might have opportunity to listen to our regular preacher, Wayne Goff, preach. He does a marvelous job, and we certainly encourage you to come back to listen to him. Get things set up here, and I'll be ready to go. You know, as Christians, we assemble to worship God as commanded every first day of the week, which of course is Sunday. Acts 20 and verse 7 gives an example of Christians assembling on the Lord's Day. Acts 20 and verse 7 says, "Now on the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul, ready to depart the next day, spoke to them and continued his message until midnight." So we know that we are to assemble on the first day of the week. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25 commands us not to forsake the assembling togethers. Hebrews 10:25. States, "Not forsaking the assembling of others together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, so much more as you see the day approaching." So we know we're supposed to come together on Sundays, the first day of the week, the Lord's Day, as Christians. And now what? What are we supposed to do on this day? Well, if we look into God's Word, we're going to find there are five specific acts mentioned, either through commands or as examples, that we're supposed to do. And they're listed up there for us. We have an example, like I said, in the Bible of there in Acts 2, verses 42, mentions prayer. It mentions teaching God's word. It also mentions the partaking of the Lord's Supper, which is also mentioned in Acts 20 and verse 7. Giving of our means, 2 Corinthians 16, 1 and 2. And singing in Ephesians 5, 19. Tonight I'm going to expound on the last act of worship listed up there, which is the singing. This is going to be an audience participation lesson. We'll be reading scripture, and we will also be singing as we delve into this subject. Therefore, if you would, get your Bibles ready and get your songbooks handy. Did you know we spend about one-third of our assembly time engaged in singing? In the Old Testament, those that walked with God delighted in singing. If you'll turn with me to Psalms, Psalm 146, 1 and 2. "Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being." We also see in the New Testament, Christians are taught to sing praises to God. James chapter 5 and verse 13. "Is any among you suffering? Let him pray. Is any cheerful? Let him sing psalms." Hopefully this lesson will help us ensure that we experience the joy of singing. Let's look at the purpose of singing. One purpose of singing is to praise the Lord. Tim led some songs before this lesson, expounding on the praising, showing our praise to God. And I'd like to now go ahead and sing a couple of more songs showing our praise to God. I'm going to grab the songbook. If you would, turn to number 561.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
If you'll now turn to number 54. Number 54.
Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Sing, O earth, His wonderful love proclaim. Hail Him, hail Him, highest archangels in glory. Strength and honor give to His holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard His children. In His arms He carries them all day long. Praise Him, praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, praise Him, ever in joyful song. Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. For our sins He suffered and bled and died. He our rock, our hope of eternal salvation. Hail Him, hail Him, Jesus the crucified. Sound His praises, Jesus who bore our sorrows. Love unbounded, wonderful, deep and strong. Praise Him, praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, praise Him, ever in joyful song. Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Heavenly portals, loud with hosannas ring. Jesus, Savior, reigneth forever and ever. Crown Him, prophet and priest and king. Christ is coming over the world victorious. Power and glory unto the Lord belong. Praise Him, praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song.
You know, we praise God by offering up spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to God. 1 Peter 2, verse 5 says, "You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." In the book of Hebrews, it speaks of singing as one of the spiritual sacrifices that we are to offer up to God. Hebrews 13, 15 through 16. Therefore, by Him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. You know, David also praised God in song for the blessings he received. If you'll turn with me to Psalm 28, verses 6 and 7. Psalm 28, verses 6 and 7. Blessed be the Lord, because he has heard the voice of my supplications. Is that right? The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him. If you would turn with me now to number 526, and we will continue to look at praising God through song. 526. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus.
Also, there is never a day so dreary, there is never a night so long, but the soul that is trusting Jesus will somewhere find a song. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus, in the heart he implanteth a song. A song of deliverance, of courage, of strength. In the heart he implanteth a song. There is never a care or burden, there is never a grief or loss, but that Jesus in love will lighten when carried to the cross. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus, in the heart he implanteth a song. A song of deliverance, of courage, of strength. In the heart he implanteth a song. There is never a guilty sinner, there is never a wandering one, but that God can in mercy pardon through Jesus Christ his Son. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus, in the heart he implanteth a song of deliverance, of courage, of strength. In the heart he implanteth a song.
As you can see, praising God is one of the purposes of singing. Another purpose of singing is to teach and admonish one another. It's mentioned in a couple of spots. One of them is Colossians verse 3, or chapter 3, verse 16. Colossians 3, 16. There it says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. Then Ephesians 5 verse 19, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. You know, our singing is not just directed towards God. Many songs are directed to one another. Those songs are designed to teach one another. Some of the topics taught are living properly, enjoying the blessings of the Christian life, and how to encourage our brethren. Singing is a way to encourage ourselves as well as our fellow Christians. If you'll now turn with me to Psalm 452. We can sing about how to teach and admonish one another in song. 452.
There's within my heart a melody, Jesus whisper sweet and low, fear not, I am with thee, peace be still, in all that ebb and flow. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Feasting on the riches of His grace, resting neath the sheltering wing, always looking on His smiling face, that is why I shout and sing. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Soon He's coming back to welcome me, far beyond the starry sky. I shall wing my flight to worlds unknown, I shall live with Him on high. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go.
One more song about admonishing and exhorting each other is number 7. Saints, lift your voices. Number 7.
There is none like Him, none can compare. No God is equal, no prince is heir. Lift up your eyes and see His great might. Soar like an eagle on wings of flight. Saints, lift your voices, the darker day. Lift up your spirits, sing out His praise. Upward the calling, brighter the light. Soaring like eagles on wings of flight. Have you not known Him? Have you not heard? God is Creator of all the earth. Lift up your eyes and see His great might. Soar like an eagle on wings of flight. Saints, lift your voices, though dark your day. Lift up your spirit, sing out His praise. Upward the calling, brighter the light. Soaring like eagles on wings of flight. Some will grow weary, sin they'll pursue. Servants of God, their power He'll renew. Lift up your eyes and see His great might. Soar like an eagle on wings of flight. Saints, hear your voices. The darker day, lift up your spirit, sing out His praise. Upward the calling, brighter the light, soaring like eagle on wings of flight.
Let's now take a look at how we can get more out of our singing. You know, one way is to engage the mind as we sing. We must understand the words that we are singing. Therefore, we must pay careful attention to those words. You know, many of us listen to music on the radio, on CDs, on our MP3 players, and we casually listen to those lyrics, and, you know, often we mishear them. I had a roommate in college that thought Jimi Hendrix was gay because in the song Purple Haze, he thought it was, "Excuse me while I kiss this guy." U2 fans may know the song Mysterious Ways. I heard someone sing the chorus as Shamu, the Mysterious Whale. Pure Prairie League fans may know the tune, heard it in a love song. Now, for years and years, I thought it was Pretty Little Love Song. Kim set me straight on that one. So. A more contemporary example for you young people, the Foo Fighters, There Goes My Hero. He's old and hairy. Instead of, he's ordinary. I often tell Ian, is one of his favorite bands is the Foo Fighters, and I tell him he must be playing a song in my honor when the song There Goes My Hero comes on. So, unfortunately, he's not here to enjoy that. So, my point in all this is that we need to pay attention and understand the lyrics of the hymns we're singing. If we sing praises to God and teach one another without understanding the meaning of the words, we are not giving our first fruits. Secondly, we need to engage the heart as we sing. As we read earlier, Colossians 3:16 speaks of singing with grace in our hearts. Ephesians 5:19 says to make melody in your heart. This assumes we involve emotions as we sing. Have you ever noticed Terry Bennett as he leads singing? He's just got that sour look on his face, doesn't he? No, he brightens up the room when he sings. You can see the man enjoys singing praises to God, and you can see it. It's through his heart and through his mind, and it's earnest and sincere. As we sing, we should engage both the mind and the heart. If we sing without grace in our hearts, we're being hypocritical. Remember Jesus speaking of the scribes and Pharisees in Matthew 15:7-8. Hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, "These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain they worship me." Let's now turn and sing number 468. 468. Happiness is the Lord.
Happiness is to know the Savior living alive, within his favor having a change in my behavior. Happiness is the Lord. Happiness is a new creation, Jesus and me in close relation, having a part in his salvation. Happiness is the Lord. Real joy is mine, no matter if teardrops start. I've found the secret, it's Jesus in my heart. Happiness is to be forgiven, living a life that's worth the living, taking a trip that leads to heaven. Happiness is the Lord. Happiness is the Lord. Happiness is the Lord.
You know, David, I often go back to him as an example because he wrote many of the Psalms, and many of the Psalms were written to a tune. Something that I think I skipped over, but did you know the word hymn comes from the Greek word hymnos, which means a song in praise of? So let's keep that in mind, that the word hymn actually means a song in praise of. And of course, praising God is an important part of our singing. If you now turn with me to Psalms, I want to quote a few verses there from David, showing his joy and understanding toward God. First one will be Psalm 147, verse 1. 147, verse 1. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant and praise is beautiful. Then over at Psalm 104:33. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. And lastly, Psalm 98, verse 4. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in song, rejoice, and sing praises. If you now turn with me to Psalm 495. 495.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow as far as curse is found, as the curse is found, far as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love.
Okay, a few final thoughts and we'll conclude this lesson. To recap, we sing in our assembly to praise God, to teach and admonish one another, and we should sing with joy and understanding. I'm going to leave you with a few rhetorical questions to ask yourself. Is God more pleased with perfect harmony in our voices or genuine, heartfelt singing? Are we teaching and admonishing one another in song if we just whisper or mouth the words or sit by ourselves during services? Do we sing because we are happy, or are we happy because we sing? Is it hard to be down, sad, depressed when you are singing joyous praises to God? I would encourage everyone to sing in the car, sing at home, sing with your family, when gathered together with friends, and especially sing out when worshiping God when we assemble with the saints. The last song we'll sing before we offer the invitation will be number 27. Number 27. I'd ask if you find it convenient, let's stand while we sing this song.
Oh, me. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. All thy works with joy surround thee, earth and heaven reflect thy rays. Stars and angels sing around thee, center of unbroken praise. Field and forest, vale and mountain, flowery meadows, flashing sea, chanting bird and flowering fountain, call us to rejoice in thee. Thou art giving and forgiving, ever blessing, ever blessed, wellspring of the joy of living, ocean depth of happy rest. Thou art Father, Christ our brother, all who live in love are thine. Teach us how to love each other, lift us to the joy divine. Mortals, join the mighty chorus which the morning stars began. Father, love is reigning o'er us. Brother, love binds man to man. Ever singing, march we onward, victors in the midst of strife. Joyful music leads us onward in the triumph song of life.
Thanks, you can be seated. I appreciate everybody.